So, you know, most people, when you tell them that you don't like government, they were like, well, we have seen these countries really doing well. And so why would you say governments are bad, right? So it's kind of a tough question to answer, but not really tough. On the surface, it looks like that. But no, it's actually not. The deeper you dig into big democracies like the United States, UK, France, and so on and so forth, the fragility, the things you see that are wrong might quickly become apparent to you. And by pretty good standard, actually, by something that you would agree is bad. So you might say, well, they are doing good. So yeah, why would we not use government, right? So I'm going to come to that. But generally, I do not like to use the argument of effect to argue someone out of, you know, supporting government, because it's really hard to do that. Sometimes it's subjective. What I'm saying is, for example, I would prefer not to argue. If I want to convince you not to support the government, I will not begin to tell you why education works best without government. Even though there are information out there that count against government, but it's still hard. For example, education in the United States hasn't evolved much, but look at computers. We've gone from really a computer that weighs a ton or tons to a computer that we could fit on our palms. What about education? Education hasn't evolved since government took over in the United States. You know, people are still teaching the classroom. Kids are forced to come. You know, just so many things that hasn't evolved. So, I don't like to use argument of effects. Because then the person might say, well, you know, to you, but argument of morality, which is the main reason really why, works the best. And it's simply, well, I do not like government because government is violence. Do you support the violence or not? It's really easy, quick to get to the point, then the person will say, well, yeah, I support government. I support violence. Thank you. Okay. Then you know. Or no, I don't support violence. Then they can go back and say they support government again. But they can do whatever they like. But at least they know. The main purpose of this podcast really is to tell you on the background what is happening to these democracies the more they embrace government. Right now, these top democracies have huge, huge debt. Really, huge, huge debt. External debt. Not even the internal one, the external ones. The United States comes first. So their government owe more money, yeah, right? I always get mixes who owes and who is owing. So the U.S. has a debt. If that debt is going to be divided to each citizen, every citizen will pay about 60,000 US dollars. And if you trace back, you see that it began when the country enacted all kinds of social programs, such as the Social Security, Medicaid, wars. That's when the debt began to shoot. This happens, this happening all over in other countries as well. Now, the Social Security Fund, established in 1935, I believe, will run out of money in the next 2 decades or so, or probably sooner. So really, the way it works is, you are required to pay a certain amount of your money that will go into giving others that have retired right now, that have reached the age of retirement. So you pay, the government gives to them, and then when you get old, those working will pay for your retirement. So people are giving birth lower than before. So that means less workers of the future. And then government uses that money as well to do other things. Once you create it, you can't control it anymore. It gets out of hand. In fact, when Social Security was started, it only started, I believe, to fund something for the elderly. And then it gradually included Medicaid for everybody. So it's not good. It's not good at all. So basically, these countries are building things with debt. Imagine you working and everything you have is built by someone else's money. And so, what will happen in the future? Is it that you return those things, which is impossible? You can't just remove a bridge. Or you have to give on something. Is it that you collapse or you give out something? Roman Empire collapsed because they can't pay. They can't pay their workers, their soldiers. Soldiers came and took it down. It's an unsustainable system. Unsustainable. If you are a Nigerian and you are listening to this, you know it hasn't worked. Right? We got our independence in 1960. Look at where we are now. The same kind of things happening then are happening now. People asking for good leaders, more government to do things for them. The thing I want to draw here is advanced countries that have embraced these things that developing countries are embracing, like Nigeria, advanced countries are not doing well. We could look at their financial situations and really learn so we don't follow the same path with them. So that we take the freedom road. You can't plan. No one can plan for anything like this. No one. I mean, you, I myself planning for my own future, thing changes. Let alone few people planning for millions of people. What could go wrong, right? A lot. So advanced countries are not financially unhealthy. Governments are full of debt. So if your excuse or reason for supporting the government is, well, look at how good advanced countries are. They are not. You're not doing well. Their retirement fund for older citizens is running out, literally. So if you are in your 40s right now, you might not retire with any money. When you retire, you might not get anything. Just imagine that if you're in the shoes. If you're 40s right now, you're in your 40s, when you retire, you might not receive anything. So your 20, 30 years of working was for nothing. And it's not that they haven't tried their best, it's just you can't plan. You can't use violence and expect good result. It doesn't happen that way. It does not. But like I said before, it's a natural progression of humans. We are a lot more violent before now, more tribal, more violent. Then we began to mingle. So democracies, government are kind of that in between. Okay, we should mingle, we shouldn't fight. In a way that we'll use force. It's not our final destination. The final destination is freedom, which is not going to be brought about by government, by people inculcating the non-aggression principle in everything that they do. Thank you. And I'll talk to you later.